You know, if you're at a moment of great uncertainty, but you could write your own script for how the path was going to unfold in the next day, 30 days, 60 days, year, what would you write? What would that script look like? How would that movie play out? That's what you have control over. And that's what really beckons people to get clear on what they want.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the Corporate Escapee Podcast.
Thank you so much, Brett. It is just a pleasure to be here. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to talk to you today and just share insights between us for your audience.
Yeah, no, I've been looking forward to this. Again, I think one of the things I've really discovered the process of escaping corporate is the world's opened up for me in different ways. And we were talking offline where it really for me was, I just want to make more money. I want to prove corporate wrong, make more money, take control. And it's become like a 5-year journey of maybe it's self-discovery, but just trying to figure out where I'm going, you know, the purpose of what I want to do. And it's been kind of the rip. So who better to talk to about this than you? Right. And your background, and you've got a new book coming out kind of along these lines, which I think is interesting. But before we get there, you're an escapee as well, right? I mean, working for Medline, I believe, was your last corporate role, right?
And that was my last corporate role, yes.
Yeah. So you don't get more corporate than Medline. So why don't we start there? Just maybe a quick intro of what you're working on today, but then I do want to take you back in time because we get a lot. People find it interesting how those escapee journeys start.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So I am currently founder and CEO of my own company, Higher Conscious Leadership, and it really was born from the spiritual journey that I have been on for the last decade and a half. A journey I was on while I was still in corporate. I've been really a corporate girl the last 3.5 decades or so. Absolutely loved my corporate journey and my corporate ride. I had really incredible opportunities and experiences throughout the last many years, but sensed a much deeper calling because of the spiritual journey that I didn't seek. It found me. And just really, I was awoken to a whole new world of opportunity, of understanding, of depth, and was starting to realize over the last year, essentially, that I was being called to that part of my path. And what's really interesting is when you know you're being called somewhere else, like for your audience, if they know something is amiss and they are being called in a different way, or they just feel like their path is meant to unfold differently in the future than it has in the past, they should trust that, because that is the universe showing them that by being open to that calling, what's going to unfold is going to be so much more beautiful than they've really allowed themselves to imagine. And that was what I was starting to sense. And when you start to sense it, as Paulo Coelho has said in The Alchemist, you know, all the universe conspires to bring it to life, right, is the essence of that quote. So I found myself at a place where with Medline, the Executive Leadership Institute that I had envisioned, I built it from scratch. I built it into this beautiful, incredible opportunity for the leaders of healthcare to get that leadership training that they so desperately needed, that really is not available to most people in that industry. And I had an incredible team around me and faculty. And what was happening was Medline, of course, is going through some changes, looking to go public. And for compliance reasons, we needed to really shift the business model. And I made the decision that was really best for the company, which was based on the options on the table. It's really best to just, you know, let it go out while it's still on top and to really fold, to close the doors, essentially.
Yeah.
And that was just, you know, the universe helping to bring all the factors together, allowing me to leave and step onto this spiritual part of my path. So it helped make that really easy. I was able to leave. I, in my personal life, really wanted to be in Boston instead of Chicago. It gave me the opportunity to make that cross-country move, which I did earlier this year. So it all allowed sort of this blooming of a new chapter in my life. And yeah, what happened?
That's awesome. And again, we were talking offline before and a couple of our conversations, right? Things have unfolded for me different. I mean, kind of the same way. It just, the universe conspired, right? Corporate quit on me, which was the best thing that happened. I didn't really have a plan. So that kind of set me down the path of discovering, right? I just want money, more money. And then it became, wow, I've got time. What am I doing with this time? How am I spending my time? And just, you know, kind of it opened up into the direction now with, you know, the escapee world, which is a lot more of how do we get more people out and finding their own journey. But I'm curious, back, it almost sounds like when you're at Medline, you started to realize that there was more and you thought maybe you could use Medline as the platform. Can you go back and kind of talk about what was, maybe there was no one inflection point, it was just a development as you were in your corporate career starting to realize that there was something else? Was it subconscious or was there, do you understand? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So my spiritual journey for the last decade and a half has been, how do you describe it? Unexpected. What happened to me back in 2012 was I had what I call my first Joan of Arc experience, where I heard the voice of Archangel Michael. And it was clear as day, and I knew it was Archangel Michael. And it was not something as a corporate, buttoned up, polished professional I ever would have imagined in my life. So this was not, I was not a woo-woo person. I was not into any of it. And so it was a real surprise. But I couldn't deny it. And it started to happen more and more frequently. During COVID, of course, with like everyone else, different opportunities opened up, right? And I start connect with people around the world who were having similar experiences. And I certainly was not around people in the corporate world who I could talk to about, you know, I'm receiving these messages. And it, you know, went from Archangel Michael to other archangels to Mary Magdalene, the Virgin Mary. And I believe it's likely that the energies I was receiving messages from are biblical, probably because of my Catholic upbringing. So I was very comfortable, you know, with those energies and
messages.
Didn't scare me at all. It was just like, wow, I can't explain this. It's not rational, but it's real. And I'm perfectly healthy and not crazy. So I started to connect with people around the world who were having similar experiences. Or maybe they weren't hearing messages, but they were going through their own spiritual awakening and on their own journey. And it just opened up an entirely new world of study for me. I started studying the, you know, ancient spirituality going back a couple thousand years. I was doing a lot of my own personal work to go within. That inner journey is so critical and important. And it was helping me to release everything from my past that was holding me back from being open to just the uncertainty of a whole new type of future.
Yeah.
It was happening. And with Medline, like I said, I created something that to me was really beautiful. And I was loving what I was doing for our customers and the healthcare industry. But the way it was starting to close up, it was just sort of making it really easy for this new part of the path to unfold. And that's, you know, partly it's manifestation, you know, like you said, just you saw this unfoldment as well. In a different way. For me, it was, this isn't what I expected, but it's happening to help me.
Right.
It's not happening to me. It's happening to help me.
I think that's the realization too. And even again, thinking back through your journey, right, the 10 years, right, from the first message to basically, you know, Medline making the change or you making the change, that it just worked. Yeah. So again, I know there's a lot of folks in corporate that probably have had moments, right? Like I had, you know, I even wrote about it this morning. Maybe it was because I knew I was talking to you this morning, but you know, it was, you know, choice. Everything's a choice.
It is.
And in corporate, I didn't feel everything was a choice, and that's on me, right? I was reactionary and saying, well, my only choice is to find a new job, or if I really splurge, maybe I get out of this industry and go to management consulting.
Right.
And what I found, again, self-reflection, which I've probably done more of that in the last 2 years than I've done in, you know, 30 years. I don't even know if I knew what that was before that, but I kind of looked at it that, you know, those choices that I was making in corporate or not making was bleeding into my personal life as well. And I was unhappy and I didn't know why, because on the surface, everything looked good. Oh, good job. They pay you well. I kind of like the work I'm doing. Family's healthy, but yet something was making me unhappy. And it just, part of that was starting to figure out, man, I do have choices. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't control layoffs. I can't control these other things, but how I react to that is 100% on me. Absolutely. And it just never dawned on me, right? I just got into their, I don't want to say it was a victim because that's maybe a little dramatic, but tied to those circumstances without thinking, you know what, you have complete control over what you do. So I promise I was getting to a question. Thinking it was 10 years ago when you first heard that calling and it, you know, and when you first heard it, was it, oh, I've got to do something starting tomorrow? You're like, huh, that's kind of strange. And it took time to start developing. Because I'm guessing a lot of folks in our audience for maybe different ways the universe has been calling them and just don't think, I just had a weird dream or, you know what I'm saying? So how did you, and you, I know you work with a lot of folks now with helping them through that process. One, how did you start to manage that? And then how do you rethink that people who are thinking, I had that aha moment. Now, how do I start to harness this or move in that direction? I didn't articulate that very well, but hopefully that made sense.
Well, do my best. So I would say allow the flow. You used an interesting word, control. And we have control over, like you said, the thoughts. We have control over so much more than we realize. We might not have control over what they decide to do at the corporate level, at a very high level in regard to layoffs, but the thoughts we put into our head, the emotions we allow to come out of our bodies, how we treat our body in that experience. Do we nurture our body or are we abusing our body? As sometimes people do that to give them something else to focus on, then the reality that what's really happening is fear, right? Typically, yeah. Something that happens that we don't have control over and we go into fear because what has presented itself is uncertainty. And so we go into fear. And that sends us down this spiral path that is so unnecessary. The uncertainty we could choose to look at as a beautiful new opportunity to do something really exciting and wonderful and adventurous that we've always wanted to do. And what is that? Oftentimes people don't know what that is. They don't know what they really want. The first piece is getting really clear on that. What is it that you want for you? You know, if you're at a moment of great uncertainty, but you could write your own script for how the path was going to unfold in the next day, 30 days, 60 days, year, what would you write? What would that script look like? How would that movie play out? That's what you have control over. And that's what really beckons people to get clear on what they want. And that's often very difficult because people haven't either given themselves the time or allowed themselves the opportunity to be true to the truth of what's inside them. Oftentimes there's fear that if I write that movie, if I lay out that path the way I really want on the inside, what are other people going to say? What's my family going to say? It's totally different than we've ever talked about. What are they going to say? What are my friends going to say? What are my colleagues going to say? Are people going to judge me? And all of that is fear. It's an energy of fear rather than an energy of love for ourselves, saying, I was put here on this planet for a reason, and I'm going to go be that. And that is a demonstration of love for myself, for my family, for my friends, and for humanity. Because the greatest gift of love I can give is to be the truth of who I am and to be that out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's so true. And again, it would have been helpful if you and I would have met 5 years ago, you would have, or maybe 10 years ago when things started to go, you know, as I said, looking at your career, I know there was times when I was looking for more and just had no idea what I was looking for. And again, as I get deeper into this, you know, my journey out of corporate, one, we weren't put on this planet to do our corporate jobs and make the commutes and do, we just weren't. I don't care who you are. You can't argue with me on that one. There's more to it than that. But I do think we get, at least I'm speaking for myself, that what I want, it just seems it's like a gap so far. I mean, here's got a corporate job. I'm paying the bills. I'm doing the right things, maybe not happy. But, you know, the ideal life that I want is over here. And like, God, that's just so far away. And I think what helped me, at least so far, was baby steps, right? Like you said, take the process as it comes, and just started to realize, all right, well, I wanted more money. And then I wanted to work with the clients I wanted to work with, and started to realize, ah, there's more, I've got more time.
Yeah.
And how do I spend it? And what do I do? And again, I like now working and helping with Gen Xers get out is fulfilling. But 2 years ago, I think I may find that next level of what, right, it's meant to be. So I think so with folks out there that are still just grinding away thinking, oh, that would be nice, but that's like way out in the horizon. I think there's just things you can, to your point, slowly start to do, accept that there's more, there's yes. absolutely more, and you can get there. It just that may not happen overnight, right? And I'm sure you're...
It may not. And there is beauty to the corporate world and the opportunities it gives us. Right? The skill sets that we are able to, you know, we may come in with them into our life, but we get to hone them. We get to work on developing relationships with people in a way that we really understand trust and building partnerships in a way that maybe we wouldn't get to really explore in more of our personal relationships, which helps us to broaden as individuals.
Right.
Oftentimes, I know certainly for myself, I got to travel all over the world, which gave me some beautiful opportunities and experiences as well. So it's not like corporate is all bad. And it is absolutely, it's a playground for helping us be more of who we are, but also helping us recognize when we're being tested. And when we're around people that are difficult, that we don't really like to work with, what's the test in that? What is that helping us to understand about ourselves? How could that situation help us learn more about who we are as a leader or a colleague? And what could we bring to that relationship? How could we grow ourselves and bring something different to that relationship that shifts the relationship? Then that becomes a new skill that we can take and use in a bigger way. All of the difficulties and challenges are opportunities to find new ways to grow. And I believe to shift upwards, you know, the work you and I have talked about this, the work that I do is really designed to help people shift from their lower self to their higher self. And a lot of that has to do with letting go of ego and stepping into heart and heart energy. And the more we do it, it's counterintuitive, but the more powerful we become, because love energy is so much more powerful than the ego. And it's certainly more powerful than fear. Fear is just, it yeah. sucks the life out of you, right? So all of those tests we get in corporate are a great place to master our lower selves so we can shift upwards and then just take off and help humanity outside of corporate in a much bigger way.
Yeah, it's a good point. And again, I rail on corporate all the time. And again, my perspective is more from a Gen Xer, right? And
which
again,
I always come, so
I use my journey, and I know I'm a small sample size, but the more people I talk to, the more I know folks feel this way. I think one of the challenges with what corporate was, 100% agree, they learned skills, met people, new companies, but at some point we stopped growing, right? We're not challenged anymore. The challenge may be, how do we navigate the politics of this company, right? We've hit a role or a level that, you know, you're not going into the C-suite unless you get some rare break, but there's so few of those. You see, you plateau at some point and you stop learning. And that was one for me. Again, looking back, I didn't realize it at the time. And two was chasing promotions and money. You know, that was purpose. You could argue that it was not the right purpose, but it was something chasing after that drove to go. And I just think what I'm finding with a lot of the Gen X that I talk to at different stages is they're at that plateau now, right? They don't want to play the politics anymore, not really learning anything, or they don't want to learn anymore about what they're doing, but they're kind of stuck at this dead end and don't see where the outlet is.
Right.
And, you know, I know what some of the things you talk about and write about is those smaller steps on the personal side, even that can start to break you out of that, I don't know, world, box, whatever you want to do it. But I mean, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. And that's why the work I do really starts by identifying for people what their divine mission and purpose are. And when people understand at a much higher level who they come here to be, it's just so eye-opening that it's just so much bigger than they've ever realized. And the way that can express itself, there's so many ways it can express itself, but there's within that a nugget of a mission at a much higher level. So if people are open to this idea of divinity, of God, source, the work I do is not religious, and it's certainly not specific to any tradition, but it is about tapping into the essence of God within us and understanding that we're here for a purpose that is at a much higher level than just being human. It's to serve humanity in a way that represents our God selves, essentially, that we're, you know, we're sent down by God to learn and grow and overcome and raise ourselves to help raise each other, help raise humanity. And so when I help people really take a look at what their personal map looks like, which is really the core of the work that I do, it just opens their eyes in a much bigger way to, you know, aspiring no longer to that promotion, but to truly allowing that purpose to express itself while they're here. And for the, you know, the beautiful next chapter that's still to be written in their life.
Yeah, it's so good and so true. And do you think, again, I use Gen X all the time just because it's easier for me to talk about because I'm a part of it, but I don't like to always overgeneralize with those things. But one thing that I have noticed in having three daughters in their 20s, now one in these, they seem to be have a little more clarity on maybe not their exact purpose, but maybe knowing what it's not, right? It's not spending 20 years in a corporate building a life around your corporate job instead of building a life where, you know, work fits into it. They just seem, and I think millennials, again, talking to a number of folks, they're starting to figure it out earlier than a lot of the Gen X folks. And I'm not saying everybody, I'm just saying for whatever reason, I don't know if it was, you know, we got just put into this box and we accepted the box and now maybe it's starting to change. So I know you work with folks of different ages. Do you see a difference by generation of where they're at in their journeys? I know it's never too late, but I'm just kind of curious if you're seeing a difference.
Not so much where they're at in their journeys, although I think part of what you're referring to is you and I grew up at a time where we were seeing our parents in that box, right? There was like this cookie cutter approach to going to school, being as best a student as you could possibly be, getting into college, then you join a company. My dad was with the same company all his life. I know that was pretty typical for a while. And that started to change, of course, while we were in corporate, but there was still this expectation that if you follow the rules, you're going to get the promotions. It's all going to just happen for you. I think our children saw what was happening within our generation. They went through the whole experience of 2008, depending on the age, you know, 9/11, and it did allow them the opportunity to see that there was no cookie cutter anymore. And there, that, you know, it was up to us to create our future. Companies do not have a responsibility to create that future for us, which I think we sort of had the sense of when we were much younger. And so you're right. They come in, they see that, they know that there's something intrinsic in them that knows they need to create their future and be clear about that a little bit earlier. But the people I'm working with, the similarities are that they're all brilliant, smart, high-powered, really strong people who deep down inside are just knowing there's so much more for them. Like as much as all of that can be seen on the outside, on the inside, it's like this, they may have this wonderful family, but there's still this like place of emptiness and feeling of disconnection, unbelongingness. I hear that a lot from men, the disconnection, the unbelongingness piece. With women, I hear the loneliness. And these are people that are surrounded by people and have great careers or whatever that is. But they just know there's something so much deeper that I'm supposed to be connected to, and I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I think, you know, you talked about the events. I think COVID was one that opened the eyes of a lot of people, right? Yeah. Man, I can work from home. This changed my life work balance a little bit and said, man, maybe there is more, right? Because you just get so used to the the rut, right? This is what you do. You go, you commute, you do these things. All of a sudden it opened up and you go, light bulb went off. Aha, right, maybe. And it starts to bring, because I think when we were younger, we had that, right, looking for purpose or just going out to explore and find. We stopped, or at least I stopped doing that and followed the routine. So with that, again, using your expertise, because I know there's a lot of folks out there listening like, yeah, I'm stuck in corporate. This makes a lot of sense. What's your advice of how to get started and best practices? Sound silly with this process, but you know, how do I start to reframe this? What are some steps that I could start to do just to take the control back, or at least stop letting fear drive the decisions I'm making?
Right.
Like I said, it took me a few years to figure it out. So if you've got some suggestions of how we can shortcut this, I think a lot of people would be listening.
So one thing I would say is on my website, made this new book downloadable for free. It is, if people are open to this, the name of the book is Life Quest, Your Role in Saving the World, Revealed by Jesus. Again, it's not religious. It transcends traditions. It is essentially a message from Jesus about humanity right now, in this moment. The sense of urgency around all of us stepping into the truth of who we are. He talks about sovereignty, putting our own crown on our head. We give our power away all the time to other people, and it's time to stop doing that. And so it, as much as it's from Jesus, it's really beautiful, loving, uplifting words about taking your power back and following your own life's path. So if people are open to that, I would say go to my website, download it for free. And that's a beautiful way to start, because it's going to help you really start thinking about your own life path and what you really connect with and want for you in the next chapter. That clarity and honesty with yourself. Put your family's their image of you, put their desires, put their needs aside, simply for the exercise of being really clear and honest with yourself about what you want for you in the next chapter. That will allow you then to move forward from that place of honesty. And then if anybody's interested, of course, I'm happy to work with people. That's what I'm going to be doing in my next chapter, is helping people really connect to their path, to their soul, and to creating that mission and stepping into that mission that they've come here to step into in a beautiful new way. So my website's lisapetrilli.com. And again, the book is free. And you know, I was given very clear guidance. Obviously, the messages I received, the voices, but Jesus was very clear, send this far and wide, because he wants as many people as possible to know, first of all, they're deeply loved, they're deeply seen, valued, they're not alone. In that midst of that loneliness and that sense of unbelonging, you're not alone. You're surrounded by the love of the divine. The divine is always with you, trying to guide you to that place where you feel that connection. It's just such a beautiful book of upliftment. And so the more people read it, particularly because so many are struggling right now, the more we share it, I just think it's going to help so many people. And then if I can be of help in any way, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, no, I guess I didn't realize it was going to be free. So that's awesome. Thank you. And I did I love the book. And as we were talking a little bit offline, that I was doing a lot of these things that you talked about and outlined unintentionally and without the clarity of doing, right? I was meandering, right? And yours is more of here's a path,
yes.
Right? That helps you individually figure out where you're at. And again, I think a lot of us were going through that. Yeah. Again, unintentionally, right? We're thinking through. So yeah, I'd highly encourage folks to download it. I think you'll get a lot of value out of it, whether you're religious or not. I mean, I do believe we're all connected in the universe, right? Anyway, again, I just think in the world with all the negativity that's out there, you take the positive approach, the love approach to this, which I think we need the optimistic side, right? I think there's so much
pessimism.
I'm thinking like, oh my God, it must be Friday, and negativity but yeah, no, I love the idea and the concept of the life quest, right? Because that's what it is. I was thinking, you know, people talk about dreams, you know, the life, you know, back to our Gen X movie reference, when, you know, your vision quest. And I think a life quest is a great way to think about it. And again, I'm not convinced we ever get to 100% where what that, you know, life quest is. But I think if we keep moving in the right direction, one, your life's going to improve. Like I said, my happiness level is, you know, 100x where I was 5 years ago. Still challenges, right? And opportunities and problems, and nothing is perfect, but it just changed it. And I had Robert Locke on the podcast not too recently, and he unsolicited said, look, when I was in corporate, you know, maybe 2.5 years ago, he's like, I'm 100x happier now. He's like, happiness isn't everything, but you know what? The more and more people that I talk to that have gotten out of corporate, and again, not saying corporate is the root of all this, but there seems to be a common denominator that they got free of it and they're living a better life and more towards, you know, what I think they were meant to do. So again, highly encourage folks, download it. I think you'll get a lot of value. And especially as you're thinking, is there more? I guarantee you there's more.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you saying meandering, because I want to touch on that really quickly. So much of the spiritual world out there, if people are pursuing spiritual practices or going on retreats or whatever that looks like, what I have really learned is people will do that for decades and not get anywhere, because it's a one-off experience. It's a one-off, theoretically transformational retreat, and maybe they see themselves differently, but do they really transform long term if it's just a couple of days or a week? Because what I've been able to identify is with the coding work that I'm doing, which is directly a result of the research I've done, the spiritual research I've done on ancient sciences and ancient practices from 2000 years ago, and being shown how to take that into the current world and use it to really help people pinpoint their divine purpose and mission, it gives the opportunity for a map. This is where you're starting. This is where you're meant to go. And here's the map to get there. And what I'm hearing from other people is I can go to, there's so many gurus out there, and I don't need to use names. You can go to a retreat with a guru for a week, and that's great. Maybe you meditate differently and you see more when you meditate, or now you know how to be more positive about your business or whatever that is. But it doesn't give you a destination and a process and plan to work towards to get there. Whereas this life quest, the way it's laid out beautifully by Jesus, and then the tools they've given me to show people what that path looks like and how to walk it, is very intentional. So no longer do you have to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars doing this retreat or working for 10 years with a monk, which I heard, and 10 years with a master. And great, they were able to see this person levitate, but they still didn't know who they were.
Right.
And so what good is that if you're not understanding why you're here, what you're meant to do, and walking your path to get there? Not with 30,000 other people online or 100 other people in the room, but your path to get to your destination.
Yeah, that's so well said. And I 100% agree, right? Because I think we used to talk in absolutes and, you know, finite. But now I'm definitely much more embracing the journey of this process and having a framework, right? It's, you call it whatever you want, the guide, the map, those things. But it keeps you thinking about the right things as you're going through the process. And 100% agree that I think those seminars or those your retreats can open your mind up to it and like, there's something different, but it's not going to all of a sudden, all right, go do this. And then you're like, it's a big world with millions of decisions to make. It's
exactly.
You can very easily get overwhelmed with the process. So I think, again, don't overcomplicate it, but have, again, and that's what I, again, like your book and the life quest framework, if you will, gives you that framework to start thinking about things differently. Again, I'm okay with big things, but I know there's a lot of people that if it's more than 3 or 4, it overwhelms and you don't do anything. And so that's what I don't want people to continue to be stuck because they think it's just too much, right? Again, take those baby steps to get started and read Lisa's book and maybe give you some inspiration to start this journey. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for spending the time. Is there anything we didn't talk about that you think would be
I don't think so.
For the audience.
So appreciate it, Brett. Thank you so much.
And we will have a link to the website and the download for the book. And the best place if people just want to connect with you, is it LinkedIn or do you have an email address? What's your
LinkedIn
preferred?
Or my website for sure. There's okay. A way to connect with me on the website, but it's easy. It's lisa@lisapetrilli.com.
Lisa, thank you so much. I told folks in the beginning that this is going to be a unique escapee journey, but there's a ton of value in here.
Appreciate
you sharing your journey. Yeah, let's stay in touch and we'll see if we can't get more folks out of this world that we're in right now.
That's good. Love that. Thank you so much, Brett.
All right, thanks. Have a great rest of your day.